Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't want to freak anybody out, but apparently we're going to be invaded by aliens today.
Yeah.
Plan accordingly.
Yes, that's the clickbaity headline. Our boss here at our station is obsessed with UFOs and aliens, and I kind of am too,
maniac.
In a way.
I'm sorry?
I'm just of the opinion that there's definitely more than just our little marble in this universe, and we just can't comprehend what's out there.
Yeah, but you didn't send us an email that says, hope everyone is prepared for the UFO invasion tomorrow.
That's
like
true.
Our boss, the maniac. I'm sorry, Scott did.
So there is a gentleman by the name of Cliff High. He's very, 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 very smart. Okay. And a lot of his stuff is kind of hard to listen to because there'll be words that you're like, I don't even know what that means. But I wanted to figure out just what he was meaning by the fact that on December 3rd,
today,
be prepared for an alien invasion. What he said was humanity would experience a major extraterrestrial event. So digging into it, he created basically, let's just call it an AI spider, and it collects data from all over the internet and adds all this stuff together and collects it and comes up with an algorithm that starts spitting out certain things that continue to appear. Oh, and by the way, he's predicted, I would say about 50% of his predictions have come true, like the tsunami in Indonesia.
Oh, really?
Just to name one. But there's some he's been off, like the dollar was going to collapse in 2011, and that didn't happen. And he says that. I'm right half the time I'm wrong. Anyway, the one thing that stood out is back in 2009, this data collecting said after Joe Rogan does an interview, I'm sorry, a podcast with Donald Trump, 39 days later, there's going to be this alien situation, okay?
And this happened 39 days ago? Is this all accurate?
Today is the 39th day after that sit-down.
This is interesting now.
But here's the interesting thing. Back in 2009, there wasn't such a thing as a podcast. That word didn't even exist. So it's interesting how it evolved into that.
Now, Tammy makes this story interesting. And if you're a little confused, you're going to be real confused after you hear this guy.
Yes, he created a predictive system called Predictive Linguistics. His name is Cliff High.
I am alluding to the possibility that there's a short period of time between the, you know, barely over a month between the temporal marker and the visible contention that will appear in the skies that will go to the idea of UFO versus UFO and UFO versus jets.
So 39 days ago, Trump and Joe Rogan did a podcast, and that awakened the UFOs that are hovering over the earth right now, just chilling?
No, that's the time marker, that 39 days after this specific podcast, to make a time marker, right?
So right now the UFOs are catching that podcast?
So, no.
Do they subscribe?
It really has nothing to do with them exactly. It's just that after that event happens, 39 days later is when this is supposed to come.
So if you're asking yourself, why are UFOs fighting UFOs and other jets in the sky today? Maybe Mr. High, by the way, don't think I missed the irony of that last name. Mr. High will explain further.
Yes.
Good luck.
Somewhere on Earth, a human or a group of humans, or maybe it's already been done and we'll find out about it in that period of time, they're going to discover this like intergalactic interweb. They will discover that there's communications going on constantly around us, and to a certain extent, what we think of as Akashic records may be a concept that could be applied to vast galactic civilizations talking to themselves and to each other and putting data out in a particular space. And I'm of the opinion that our discovery of that confirms to us why we annoy the UFOs.
So basically, what he's saying, we've peeved off alien civilizations who communicate through space because of what we're doing is knocking out their internet. That's basically what it is.
What are they, a dial-up? They're aliens.
Something that we do here on Earth will wreak havoc on their internet, what he's saying.
They can construct a spaceship, travel all across universes, be here without us knowing, and we knock out their internet? Who's their carrier?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
That's basically what he's saying.
And listen, you know, I have no time for an alien invasion today. We got the St. Jude Radiothon. I'm just halfway through Yellowstone.
I know.
Can we just do it next month?
Yes. I'd love that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.